News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump campaigns in the state of New Hampshire today. Last night, he formally accepted the Republican Party nomination in a bid for re-election. Using the White House South Lawn as a setting, Mr. Trump delivered an optimistic vision of the United States, but warned the country would be endangered under his Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking on national television and before a live audience that largely ignored pandemic safeguards, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We have spent the last 4 years reversing the damage Joe Biden inflicted over the past 47 years. Mr. Trump once again suggested there could soon be a coronavirus vaccine and promised a victory over COVID-19 that has so far taken close to 181,000 lives in the United States. Johns Hopkins University puts the U.S. case count at close to 6 million. Clearly appealing to his base, Mr. Trump presented himself as the last barrier, protecting an American way of life, which he insists is under siege from radical forces. And so the final stretch of the November campaign is underway, with the president expected to cover much of the country to make his case for a second term. That begins today in New Hampshire. His Vice President Mike Pence will make campaign appearances today in the critical Midwestern battleground states of Michigan and Minnesota. Shinzo Abe, Japan's longest-serving prime minister, is leaving office. He blames ill health. The 65-year-old Abe told a news conference he had decided to step down now to avoid a political vacuum as the country copes with its coronavirus outbreak, which has taken some 1,200 lives, and an economy which was down by almost 8% in the second quarter of the year. Said Abe, "I apologize from the bottom of my heart that despite all of the support from the Japanese people, I'm leaving the post with one full year left in my term." Among the reactions to his decision, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison described Shinzo Abe as a man of integrity and wisdom, a strong promoter of open trade, an outstanding international diplomat for Japan, and an experienced statesman of the First Order. This is VOA News. In Lebanon, a deadly battle between Sunnis and Shiites overnight has raised fears of more chaos in the streets as the country is pushed to the breaking point by a financial meltdown and political tensions. Two people, a 13-year-old Lebanese Sunni boy and a Syrian man, were reported killed in an area south of Beirut. Witnesses said machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades were used in the fighting, which they said lasted 4 hours. French President Emmanuel Macron is scheduled to visit Beirut next week to urge political leaders there to move to create a government that can implement urgent reforms. A French official said it was time for Lebanese political parties to ensure a regime of change was put into place. Here in the U.S., a hurricane, but it continues to cause heavy rain and tornadoes as it moves inland from the path of death and destruction it left on the U.S. Gulf of Mexico coast. Close to 1 million homes and businesses are without electric power, and weather forecasters say Laura could still pose a major threat to the densely populated east coast of the United States. With winds up to 150 miles an hour, Laura was one of the most powerful hurricanes on record. At least six people have been killed. A full assessment of damages is not expected for days. The state of Louisiana was the hardest hit, but it could have been much worse. Governor John Bel Edwards says the hurricane fell short of the catastrophic proportions that were predicted. Still, he said there was a tremendous amount of damage. U.S. markets are higher and show signs of erasing all of the year's losses to date. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei index lost almost 1.5 in value with the news that Shinzo Abe was stepping down. Hong Kong stock market today reached its highest level in over a month at one point. This and expectations that global monetary policy will remain supportive and the spread of COVID-19 will further slow in the financial hub. The Chinese semi-autonomous territory has eased some coronavirus measures after new daily cases fell from triple digits to low double digits in recent weeks. Today is the anniversary of the 1963 March on Washington, one of the most famous events of the American Civil Rights Movement. The observance comes after a 29-year-old black man was shot by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. The man survived 7 gunshot wounds, but in the street unrest that followed, 2 people were killed. Their alleged assailant, an armed, self-styled 17-year-old militia fighter. Today's crowd numbers in Washington figure to be held down by coronavirus restrictions. Reuters is reporting that China's factory activity likely expanded at a slightly faster pace in August, fueled by rising infrastructure spending and improving global demand. This as the Chinese economy continues to recover from the coronavirus crisis. More news online at voanews.com. By remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.